McDonald. I've got all the hits for you right after this news break on VOA 1.
I'm Ira Melman reporting the White House is ready to welcome Aung San Suu Kyi. When President Obama met with Myanmar's Aung San Suu Kyi at her home in Rangoon in 2014, he pledged continued support for the country's democratic reforms and received assurances that despite difficulties, those reforms would continue. Now it's time for a reality check. VOA's Cindy Sain reports.
It will be her first visit to the U.S. as state counselor and foreign minister. She spent more than 20 years under house arrest in her country, formerly known as Burma. White House officials say the president is eager to hear Aung San Suu Kyi's views on how far the U.S. should go in lifting sanctions against the military-backed government. At Tuesday's State Department briefing, Deputy Spokesperson Mark Toner said lifting sanctions is tied to democratic reforms.
We're not ready to pull back all those sanctions yet. Some remain in place, and we always retain the right to continue those as long as we feel they're useful.
Cindy Sain, VOA News, the White House.
A Syrian ceasefire brokered by the United States and Russia appears to be generally holding across that war-torn country. However, aid distribution to besieged towns and areas, a key part of the deal, remains on hold, with the Syrian government insisting any humanitarian assistance to the city of Aleppo has to be coordinated with Damascus. Aid agencies say they're waiting in other cases for guarantees of safe passage, not just from President Bashar al-Assad's regime, but also from other warring parties. Stefan de Mistura, the UN special envoy to Syria, told reporters there's been a significant drop in violence. VOA News.